Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
The judges. Defying court orders. All of that was in the news yesterday with a judge slapping down the Trump administration. The whole aliens, enemies act or whatever it was, you know, taking Trinidad-Aragua back to Venezuela, all kinds of that. Let's start here with Cut 17, with Trump asking about the courts and defying court orders. Roll it.
People from mental institutions and prisons.
The judge is essentially saying, Mr. President, that there still is a process in place. You can read between the lines. It hasn't been a full ruling yet. I know the Justice Department is appealing this on a couple of different grounds, but this is leading people to wonder whether there are court orders that you will defy because you believe that the judge has no jurisdiction or they're political questions and not justiciable at all. And what would you say to that? Are there circumstances where you would defy a court order?
Well, I think that, number one, nobody's been through more courts than I have. I think nobody knows the courts any better than I have. I would say the chief judge does. But nobody knows them better than I have. And what they've done to me, I've had the worst judges. I've had crooked judges. I have judges that valued Mar-a-Lago at $18 million because that benefited his case, because he wanted to see me convicted of something. I have judges that were had relatives making millions and millions of dollars on the election, ruling on the election.
But going forward,
I had judges
that
were so corrupt.
We all know that. That was outrageous.
I never did defy a court order.
And you wouldn't in the future.
No, you can't do that. However, we have bad judges. We have very bad judges. And these are judges that shouldn't be allowed. I think at a certain point, you have to start looking at what do you do when you have a rogue judge. The judge that we're talking about, you look at his other rulings, I mean, rulings unrelated, but having to do with me, he's a lunatic.
So a couple of things here. Obviously a difference with some of these federal district judges, this one specifically appointed by Obama, the one that is shooting down the transgender participation in the military, an Obama-appointed judge, a Biden-appointed judge, from 2 years ago. I'm sure there's going to be plenty of people on the left that are speaking out today that Trump doesn't listen to judges when it doesn't go his way. They're the same people that probably said that Joe Biden should ignore the Supreme Court judges when they said that the student loan bailout was unconstitutional. I have a piece of precedent here. I don't know if this is verbatim, whether or not it's applicable to Trump's case here, but they say in 1866, this is deep in the weeds, but I think this audience will understand this. The Supreme Court ruling in the case of State of Mississippi v. Johnson, the president, the court ruled that courts cannot enjoin the president in the exercise of his official duties. Article 2 of the U.S. Constitution, which outlines the powers and responsibilities of the executive branch, which Donald Trump is a part of, does not grant district court judges the authority to issue injunctions against the president. If that is true, and if that can be applied here, then the judge is overstepping his or her boundaries in regards to Trump as far as putting the temporary hold on this action.
To me,
here's the thing, that's not the only judge though. Now, right. We got another judge yesterday puts out an injunction that Trump cannot ban transgender individuals from serving openly in the U.S. military.
Yes.
So it doesn't matter. They can find judges who are all appointed. Now, remember, most of these judges aren't elected either. So the whole Elon Musk, nobody voted him in.
Right.
Nobody voted these judges in.
Yep.
And they're trying to usurp the power of the commander in chief of the United States. Meanwhile, Joe Biden signed executive orders for Biden every day. And as you pointed out, he defied the United States Supreme Court and they did nothing to him.
Right. Right.
About the student loan nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
If I can interject one little thing, because we're talking about different cases, as far as U.S. District Court Judge James Boasberg, he's the one that talked about the El Salvador flights back and forth.
Yep.
That was the one. That was the first one. That was the one where Trump said Boasberg should be impeached, and this elicited that rare statement from Supreme Court Chief Justice
Roberts,
John Roberts, where Roberts said for more than two centuries, it's established impeachment's not appropriate. Basically, a kind of a warning saying, you know, allow the appellate review process, allow the process. It's kind of like the Sixers, trust the process. That's basically what they're saying.
Yeah. Except 10 years later, the process crashed and burned, and then we're all miserable.
Trump responded to what Dawn was just talking about with Chief Justice John Roberts. Roll this.
We're gonna first hit the other big news of the day, which was the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court issued what a rare statement about your suggestion on Truth that you posted earlier today that Judge James Boasberg should be impeached after he ordered those deportation flights to El Salvador halted, essentially turned around. The Chief Justice said it was more than two centuries. We understood that impeachment was for very rare circumstances and not an appropriate response to rulings you disagree with. What's your reaction to the court's stepping in to make a statement here? They didn't make a statement when Joe Biden decided to forgive all those student loans.
Well, he didn't mention my name in the statement. I just saw it quickly. He didn't mention my name. Yeah. But many people have called for his impeachment, the impeachment of this judge. I don't know who the judge is, but he's radical left. He was Obama appointed.
I think the other thing that people have to realize, and I've mentioned this in the past, I mean, yes, it's great that Trump has a Supreme Court majority of 6-3 of conservative justices, but it doesn't mean that every conservative justice on that bench is going to necessarily just acquiesce to everything that eventually works its way up to the top, which is, of course, the court of last resort. I have actually no problem if you challenge a federal district judge, like you said, Tony, especially one that's not elected. These are appointed with, you know, bias, I think, sometimes intentionally. But, I mean, when you get to the Supreme Court, I mean, that's it. You can't appeal to a higher court than that. So once they come down, like they did with the Biden situation with student loan, I mean, the law is the law, and they've made their ruling, and you have to follow it.
Allegedly.
And my point on this, Bose, you're right, Dawn. This Boasberg guy has more mud than the bottom of the Rancocas Creek over in New Jersey. I mean, this guy, all the stuff they're dredging up on him about his family, his wife, his sisters, conflicts of interest everywhere. And this Judge Reyes, by the way, who says Trump can't ban transgender, she was the first LGBTQ federal judge installed in 2023.
Yep.
So she's an LGBTQ federal judge who was put in 2 years ago, and now she's acting as an activist judge because Trump wants to ban transgender from serving in active military roles, not from being in the military. So this is another activist judge playing her game. That's not their jobs.
And if you look
That's
at
not
it,
their job.
We have judges fighting back against deportations. We have judges fighting against merit-based decision-making in the military, and we have judges being resistant to the draining of the swamp with all of the absurd corrupt spending from USAID. Mm-hmm. We have judges basically intervening to try to derail the Trump 2024 agenda. That's what we have here.
Yeah,
when you think of, so Boasberg, his daughter, the famous quote with her that she allegedly had, and I believe this was public, but she reportedly called the Lake and Riley Act a, quote, terrible law. So these are his direct family members. His own wife hosted a campaign event for with Doug Emhoff and the vice president. So I think that's where Trump was talking about the fact that he had a conflict of interest. So that one, I think, in that case, by the way, I think there's so much precedented law that I think Trump wins that one as far as that whole court case about those so-called dangerous individuals being flown to South America. However, the transgender serving in the military, I think that's a stickier issue. So I think there are two different, you know, there are all these different court rulings. I just think the transgender one is a stickier ruling, and I think that will be interesting what the Supreme Court does with that.
No, I agree. I'm not. My point is not that this, you know, these rulings are all different. Mm-hmm. But I'm saying that the judges who are making these decisions, trying to usurp the power of the president, the commander in chief, you know, they want this to go in courts. They did the same thing with Trump when he was president, when he was not president for 4 years. And Trump's right. They have been after him since he came down the escalator. And in some cases, they may be warranted. But the fact that they're trying to stop the president from doing what he has been elected to do is just embarrassing. And the fact that people are supporting these judges and don't think that any of them should be held accountable or be investigated, This Boasberg guy is as dirty as they come. There's no question about it, is there?
No. You're right.
She also asked about Canada and how we are, you know, they were an ally and now maybe not. And the tariffs and sanctions that we're slapping on seem to be harsher than ones we're slapping on our enemies.
This is where it got very testy, right?
Yeah. Roll this film.
Canada was meant to be the 51st state because we subsidize Canada by $200 billion a year. We don't need their cars. We don't need their lumber. We have a lot of lumber. We freed it up, as you know, last week. We're freeing it up so that you can actually cut down a tree without being, you know, given the death penalty. Because what these radical environmentalists have done to our country, but we freed it up. But we don't need their lumber. We don't need their energy. We don't need anything. We certainly don't want their automobiles. They make a lot of millions of automobiles are sent in. I'd rather have them made in Michigan. I'd rather have them made in South Carolina or any one of
our... You're tougher with Canada than you are with some
only
of
because,
our biggest adversaries.
Only
why?
Because it's meant to be our 51st state.
And okay, but...
No.
It's meant to be.
It's just what's meant to be, it'll be.
smart move annexing our closest ally?
I mean...
I don't think it matters because they need us.
Canada is so low energy. Yeah. You know, I really don't know exactly what they offer us. But if that number is true with the subsidies on an annual basis, it goes back to what I like to talk about. And I'm not one of these, you know, these art of the deal people. I mean, some people think that Trump's never had a bad business deal. And the guy's had casinos go under, his university tanked, whatever. But like, why are we always, and this is to me not a Trump stance. This is an America first agenda stance. Why are we the United States, the most powerful nation on the planet? Maybe second, depending on where China ranks in certain categories. But why are we always on the wrong end of a business deal with another nation, right?
Yeah.
Like, I thought we kicked ass and took names for a reason, right? And here we are, and we're giving Canada all of this for what? Labatt's and Molson?
Thank you.
This beer suck.
And they have they have that low-alcohol beer. Who the hell wants that? Robin wouldn't even sniff low-alcohol beer. You know what I'm saying? She wants highest alcohol content known to man.
Boy.
So you think she's going to be drinking Canadian beer or Canadian Club or Canadian
Hell no.
Mist?
Yeah.
Hell no.
I don't even drink Canada Dry Ginger Ale.
Well, I'll drink that because it's not made in Canada. That's just the name of a company. Come on, Nick.
I have it too when I get the stomach flu.
Road Warrior says that Canada has more concentrated rare earth minerals than Ukraine does.
Okay, well then let's get some of them. Let's get some of them for the $200 billion we're giving away to that nation. I'm guessing we probably do. So
more from the leadership, because you know there was a change in leadership there because Trudeau stepped down,
and this is temporary, right? Then, up until September, October.
Yeah, that when they actually elect a new, it's the liberal leader. I don't.
This is an interesting response that he gives.
Their form of government up there is weird. Let's play cut 18 here.
The Liberal Party is going to win now in the next election, most likely. And they were down and out. Isn't
care.
That going to be make them more hostile to us and possibly
no, I'd rather
open the
deal
door
with a liberal than a
for China, closer to Canada? And that would really put us in a bind.
The conservative that's running is stupidly no friend of mine. I don't know him, but he said negative things. So when he says negative things, I couldn't care less. I think it's easier to deal actually with a liberal.
So. Wow. I was under the impression
Pierre Poilievre
was the favorite to win the prime ministership.
Which tells me he's tougher to negotiate with. The other guy's more of a pushover. That's what I infer.
Here's the other thing, though. They have both spoken out against Trump, the liberal and the conservative of Canada that are going to be running head-to-head. They have both spoken out in defense of Canada. It's probably the one thing they agree on with the tariffs with Trump.
By the way,
another one of the big stories from yesterday that affects locally is Trump yesterday pausing $175 million in federal money to Penn for, you know, their policies forcing women to compete against men in sports. So that was a big decision made by Trump yesterday involving the University of Pennsylvania.
By the way, speaking of Trump and Pennsylvania, he will be in Philadelphia this weekend at the NCAA wrestling tournament
yes.
at the Wells Fargo Center. I don't know if you guys saw that, the big NCAA wrestling tournament being held this weekend right here in Philadelphia. And according
I heard Clay Travis will be there wearing a singlet to show everybody that he's in town.
Oh, is Clay Travis going?
Well, so
I saw him tweet that he's going to be invited on the Air Force One to go to the wrestling tournament with Trump.
Cool.
How about this administration, you know, maybe making the president available for us? You know, he's going to be in Philly. Can we get him on one of the? It doesn't even have to be this show. Can we get him on the Dawn Show? Can we get maybe Donald Trump with Dom or Rich?
Maybe he would like to call in for a Radiothon.
Travis Mannion.
Travis Mannion
on Friday.
Yes.
It'd be wonderful.
Be interesting.
Yeah. Hell with Clay Travis. To Kale and Company.
2020. Phil.
Yeah, screwed Clay Travis.
Hell with that. Guy.
Cut 20 said that he'd be open to doing more trade with Russia. So we're not. Wait. So hang on. We're not going to do trade with Canada, but we're going to do trade with Russia.
Well, I just thought, wait a minute, didn't Laura Ingraham say that he only pushes back against weak leaders? He doesn't push back against some of the more staunch adversaries?
Roll this.
How can we trust that Vladimir Putin actually wants that and that he's not also being influenced at the same time by his close friend, President Xi of China?
Well, look, we have our own discussions with President Xi of China, and he wants to get along also, and he's looking to get along, and we're looking to get along with him, and we will. We have a problem of trade where we have a very big imbalance with China. With Russia, we don't have that much trade, and they'd like to, and we'd like to also. They have some very valuable things for us, including very big forms of rare earth. They have a lot of earth. You know, they have a big chunk of real estate, the biggest in the world for a country by far. And on that, they have things that we could use, frankly, and that other people could use. I think that President Xi would like to get along, and I think Russia wants to get along with the United States. I also think we're a much different country than we were just a few months ago. We're a country.
You know, I saw people, especially on the left, reacting. There's actually still people on social media, on X, the platform, that don't agree with, you know, right-wing politics. And they were going nuts about that answer last night on social media. I almost get the sense that the left really wants Trump and Russia. I really think they're at the point now where they're rooting for World War III. I don't understand this notion.
You're right.
Of,
you're
you correct. Know, you do business with Russia. Why are you in bed with the bad guy? So do you want to go to war with Russia?
You're correct.
I mean, I don't want to butt heads with China, Russia, or Iran. I don't want to butt heads with people like Canada that I know that we would wipe the floor with in 9 minutes. I don't understand this desire for seeking violence and blood and death.
Agreed.
It's really bizarre.
I agree with you 100%. There does seem to be these people that are just banging the war drum again. Like we have to defend Ukraine at all, you know, at all costs, at all costs, at all costs. I'm like, really?
And
you gonna send your kids over there?
And Trump is very much anti-war, but he even hinted at possible conflict with Iran. Moving forward.
Oh, that would be a mistake.
Which would also be, that's why I lump Iran in there with Russia and China. And I don't think Trump wants to drum up the war machine. I mean, his track record speaks for itself. But the way he framed it left me a little uneasy. I'm like, is this inevitable? He made it seem like it could be inevitable, which is the scary thing.
Yeah.
And I don't think anybody wants that. Unless you're a nut job on the left and you're going to use that against Trump.
We have to break.
Yeah, we do. I agree. All right. Tony Bruno, you going to stick around for a little bit? For some reason, I thought you had to go today at 9 o'clock, but I must have misread something.
No.
Okay.
No,
that's my fault.
No.
Then you're hanging with us, buddy.
Listen,
you're hanging with us till the end.
No problem,
right?
Man. You know, it's only 73 now. It's going up to 80. I got time to tan.
Hey, we're going
No problem.
We're going up to 70.
We're going up to 70, though, Tone.
Thank you, Don. Yeah, that's
No,
right.
That's great. I mean, you know, it's that time of the year. Yeah. Baseball's a couple days away and up there. You know, up there in the rare air.
Rare air.
Kale and Company, we continue on the other side. But first, a word from my friends at the Piazza Auto Group. Their extensive selection at Mercedes-Benz is phenomenal. We're talking about three locations, Westchester, Wilmington, and Atlantic City, where they combine luxury, because that's Mercedes-Benz in a nutshell, with performance across the full line of sedans, SUVs, coupes, roadsters, and more. From the powerful engine of the 2025 C-Class sedan to the impressive towing capacity of the 2025 GLE SUV, you will find a luxury vehicle that meets your every need. Schedule a test drive behind the wheel of your dream Mercedes-Benz today or shop Mercedes-Benz of Westchester, Wilmington, and Atlantic City at PiazzaPremiumAutos.com and tell them Nick Kale sent you.
We got to talk about my friends at Marvin Ecans, my guys, because you got to make sure that you keep your home warm, efficient, safe throughout every season. It's paramount, right? And that's why my guys at Marvin Ecans Heating and Air Conditioning, they were just out again last week, had them out for some maintenance to check a few things. Marvin Ecans, and you're going to hear more about them because a family of real war heroes, Marvin Ecans, third generation and veteran, military veteran founded. Take my advice, just call Marvin Ecans, get your furnace checked, get your system checked for the new season upcoming. If they feel that your unit, you know, needs to be replaced, they're going to give you an honest assessment at a fair price, and they're going to install a high efficiency train furnace. Yeah, T-R-A-N-E, train, the best. It's hard to stop a train, as they say. Just contact my guys, Marvin Ecans, K-A-N-Z-E, Marvin Ecans Heating and Air Conditioning, marvinecans.com. Tell them Dawn sent you.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app. It's the Big 3 and 9 on Kale and Company.
You know, the headline this morning makes it official. I had reported to you back February 21st, looking back through my newscast. So it's a Kale and Company news follow this morning as we look at what's going on at one of, if not the largest employer right here from where we're broadcasting from at Odyssey World Headquarters in Philadelphia. This is UPenn had announced back in February that they would reduce their graduate admissions and that they would as well start making some cutbacks. Why? Because they knew that these federal research funding cuts were looming, that they were pending. There were sources already saying that they would not accept as many graduate students. Professors were expressing some frustration and speaking out, you know, behind the scenes on this. But this is a funding cut that is now made official, that we're hearing about this. And the reaction is, you know, just happening and rippling through. The Trump administration has officially paused $175 million in funding. This is to the University of Pennsylvania over, among other things, the transgender athlete policies.
Mm-hmm.
One of the headlines this morning, Title IX. And this doesn't even scratch the surface of, remember, all the lawsuits. There are civil lawsuits being brought forth by former students who had to swim against the trans student Leah Thomas, who was a former male student on the male team, Will Thomas, who then transitioned over.
Yes, we've got that story. Also, I think Maine as a state is defying Trump on the Title IX front. So we might be due for another Title IX big take, Dawn. I feel like I've done 3 or 4 of them in 3 years, but people don't want to follow the rules. We might have to readdress this tomorrow.
So it's the cause and effect of policies and then what the federal government can do about it.
Mm-hmm.
So that one is going on this morning. A lot breaking, a lot developing, and it's almost hard to choose what to talk about. We have been talking about the astronauts who touched down, who splashed home yesterday, 59-year-old and 62-year-old astronauts, Butch Wilmore and Suni Williams. So why didn't they immediately visit with President Trump? Why didn't he greet them there? Why didn't they immediately, you know, head for the Oval Office, as we sometimes see astronauts do? Well, Trump did comment on this as well. And he said that as soon as they, quote, get better, as soon as they're medically checked out, they will. In fact, there is a planned visit to the Oval Office where he can praise them and give them their props, if you will. But Mr. Wilmore, who's again 62, Williams 59, arriving back home after 278 days, nearly 10 months in zero gravity, very tough on their health. And that's why this morning, after splashing down into the Gulf of America, thanks to SpaceX Dragon, the number one priority, according to the administration, is that they get better. So they're receiving medical treatment.
I wonder how long that rehabilitation process takes. It's got to be weeks and weeks and weeks, I would think. That's not a quick recovery. That's not just, you know, 2 nights of good sleep and you're back to yourself, I would imagine.
Yeah, and you know, that's, I think these are all great questions as far as, normally if you're, let's say, 3-4 months in space. There was one cosmonaut we talked about yesterday, Valery right? A female from, obviously not an American astronaut, but who had been up there like 400 days. So, yeah, you wonder. And I think it depends on the individual.
Yeah. She's Russian, right? The Russian that was up there,
the
you
cosmonaut.
Mentioned?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, the Russians, they take Stoli up there when they go to space.
No, the dude was a Russian. The guy who came back was Russian.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, this is all, I think it's a fascinating question. And then as well, male and female. Because if you think about Elon Musk, he wants to establish this colony. But I think it's fascinating also, I will say, what if these were millennials? Out of all the astronauts they chose to go on this trip to the ISS, these individuals are more Gen X. And
Gen
so,
X or boomers?
Well, Gen X. Right on the cusp, I guess. Because when they went, I don't know what their birthdays are, but they're like cuspy. So boomer Gen X-ish.
Well, that's because
not
Gen X,
millennial.
Gen X is the toughest generation, so of course.
Allegedly. So
allegedly.
I don't know. I
think no, boomer, it's fact.
I think, I don't know. But I'm just looking.
Tougher than my grandparents were, excuse me.
Your grandparents
the
were?
The greatest generation. That was the toughest generation.
Or my mother. Yeah, my mother's generation.
Yeah, the greatest
my dad's
generation was the toughest.
Exactly.
I would say Gen X, second toughest. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
But I did wonder, I thought, I wonder why, because back in the day, they used to make sure there was like almost like the Eagles back in the day, the rule of you couldn't be over 33, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, how interesting that these individuals are not in their 20s or 30s, or according to Don Lemon, they'd be way past prime.
Oh, that's right.
But
Don, you better keep your mouth closed.
But when you think about it, it's not just you have to be physically fit, silly, but also you have to be mentally fit. You have to have this really tolerant, laid back personality. And I thought, wow, that whole thing fascinates me as far as the fact that your physical health, the recognition is dictated by your mental health.
Yeah. Well, Elon Musk, I think he said on the highly in-demand Ted Cruz podcast that life expectancy on Mars could be as soon as, 2029?
No, he said it's much later than that.
Maybe 2045, I saw?
He said like 2035 or 2045.
Okay.
It doesn't matter.
I'll be
space dust by then. Yeah, I'll be space dust.
But once I get fired from this job, I'm going to go to Mars. That's where I'm going to retire. Oh, I hear it's cheaper than Florida.
The Mars colony. Maybe, they'll be on there. Nick Cale's daughters, they'll be writing books about their famous dad.
Imagine how great golf
Greg
is
Stalker's.
With no gravity.
Someday those will be the Daily Mail headlines.
Daily Mail.
Legendary brand manager Greg Stalker's son speaks out. You know what I mean? Nick Cale's twins.
Fired MAGA host relocates to Mars.
Yeah. By the way, breaking news from Governor Josh Shapiro.
Yep.
Let me read this. Pennsylvania has a proud history as an energy leader, but other states are hustling to pass us. We need to take action to keep up. My, quote, lightning plan will lower costs, protect and create energy jobs, spur innovation, and take meaningful action to address climate change.
Uh-oh.
That's right. Climate change.
Yeah.
Is what's holding Pennsylvania back with energy.
Bruno's breaking news, sponsored by Kitchen Magic. Dun, 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 dun. Because Bruno brings some magic. That was number three in our big three.
Thank you.
Make magic happen with Kitchen Magic. Their experts are going to guide you every step in the way, from free in-home design consultation to their top-notch installation. Right now, you can enjoy 40% off installation, 40% off the cost of installation. Kids, seriously, they're wonderful. KitchenMagic.com.
I need a kitchen.
I know, I do too.
Can they come down here and help Millie and Miss Robin get our kitchen together here in
Greg,
Southwest Florida?
Hey, Kitchen Magic.
Kitchen Magic.
Get on that.
Bring the magic.
Do your magic. Bring it down here.
Thank you, Kitchen Magic. Kitchen Magic, can you ensure that Tony and Ms. Robin have a little magic in their Kitchen Magic kitchen?
We have the appliances. With a bass fiddle.
We have the appliances. We just need the cabinetry.
By the way, Road Warrior says brand manager starts pot farming on Mars. And with that.
All right, Bruno, get out of here. We're done with you.
We wrap this segment.
I'm leaving.
Thanks, buddy.
All right, good night, everybody.
Love you, dude.
We love you, man.
There he is. Tony Bruno with us. We'll come back. Jimmy, Phil, and Dawn. Previews, movies, music. prizes, all the stuff. It's like a carnival in the last 15 minutes.
It is. We're having fun.
Stick around. We're back after this.
We've got to talk about my friends at Chapman Windows, Doors, and Siding. You know that I've, gosh, Mike and Mark Chapman, the first time I met them, it was almost 10 years ago. They've done beautiful work in my home. And you know I'm picky. I'm a picky one when I look at, you know, who's going to come into my home. So everybody's fully vetted. I love the crew. I love the camaraderie at Chapman, at the Chapman family team. So two brothers founding this company some 30 years ago, and now they're their own family. Their kids are helping to run the company, working within the company. That's what I love about it. There's such a great camaraderie and chemistry and positive energy. And Chapman Windows, Doors, and Siding, they do beautiful work. I love the fact that they only use the best products, the highest quality technicians and people installing them, but as well, you've got companies like CertainTeed. Look them up if you don't know about CertainTeed. Just awesome. And the James Hardy siding choices, beautiful as well. High quality people installing high quality products. So whether it's windows, doors, that's the work they've done in my home. Whatever you need, Chapman, they're going to meet your needs and then they will exceed all expectations. I promise you that. Just check them out. You can always call them, but I would say go to the website first. Look at those before and after photos. That's what I love. ChapmanWindowsDoors.com. ChapmanWindowsDoors.com. Chapman, the name I trust. Tell them Dolan sent you.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and on the free Odyssey app.
Today in music history, moments away. But right now, time to win another prize with Jimmy Kelly's Morning Mystery Movie Clip.
And now, the Morning Mystery Movie Clip on Kale and Company, Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
I'm not singing.
Oh, Sheree. Of course you're singing. You're a singer. That's what you do. You sing and you strut around in your underwear, okay?
That's great.
But most importantly, you do what I tell you to do. And right now I'm telling you to get in the booth, so get in the booth.
No.
You get in that booth, Sheree.
No.
Get in the booth before I lose my patience and send you back where I rescued you from.
Good. Send me back.
Great movie.
Think you know what it is? Be call at 12 at 855-839-1210, and you could win this great prize.
That was actually an exchange between Stalker and Dawn when Stalker tells Dawn to get into the news booth and deliver the news at 6:05, or he's sending her back to television.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
But I digress, and I spill my coffee.
And I have to follow that.
As I run to get coffee every chance
back
I get.
In your booth.
Well, coffee hall. Yeah, I need an IV with the caffeine.
Gave you a dedicated booth. Stay in the booth. All right, if you know that movie clip and know it's not Greg and Dawn, you will get a pair of tickets to see jazz guitarist Yashko Stefan on Sunday, March 23rd at the Zlock Performing Arts Center in Bucks County. For tickets and more info, visit bucks.edu/tickets. Caller 12 855-839-1210. Time for music.
Bingo hand job.
Not with him, but with Phil Omquist.
Today, March 19th, we celebrate the birthdays of Billy Sheehan from Mr. Big, who's 72, and Bruce Willis, who's 70. Happy birthday shouts to Ricky Wilson from the B-52s and Paul Atkinson from the Zombies. We also lost Randy Rhoads on this day in 82. Singles include Sister Golden Hair by America in 75. Albums include Aqualung by Jethro Tull in 71. Hearts by America in 75. Dressed to Kill by Kiss on the same day. And Violator by Depeche Mode in 1990. Also in 75, Led Zeppelin played the first of two nights in Vancouver. Tickets cost $7.50. In 74, Jefferson Airplane was renamed to Jefferson Starship. In 78, Billy Joel made his UK concert debut. In 2010, listen if you didn't get the clue, the movie The Runaways about the all-girl rock band premiered in theaters. Also in 75, the Who's movie version of Tommy premiered in the U.S. In 70, Bowie married his first wife. And in 1919, jazz music plays throughout New Orleans after a serial killer threatens to murder anyone not listening to it. But lastly, on this day in 2001, Aerosmith, Michael Jackson, Paul Simon, Queen, Richie Valens, Solomon Burke, Steely Dan, and the Flamingos are all inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. For Kale & Company, I'm Phil Omquist.
Two nights in Vancouver, huh?
for $7.50.
What about one night in Bangkok? All right, let's get to...
I can't even get a beer for $7.50 now.
Yeah, exactly. Right? You're telling me. Dawn Stensland's coming up in 6.5 minutes, and she tells us what she has lined up for the top of the hour.
Yeah, so we've got it all covered. We'll take a deep dive into the astronauts and update you on their medical conditions, all of that coming up. Congressman, Pennsylvania Congressman Ryan McKenzie, we've been having fun following this freshman congressman as he and his wife have a little baby. First time, you know, in Congress. So he's so much fun. He's really refreshing. And so we'll catch up with Congressman McKenzie. Also, my dear friend Jeff Bartos. We'll hear from Bartos, the Trump administration, and hopefully get some reaction to what's happening with UPenn, these now announced cuts. There's so much breaking and so much happening locally, nationally, and then Josh Shapiro, too.
By the way, we don't have a winner.
Jimmy Kelly, two days in a row.
What was the what's the clue for today? Like, is there a reason we picked
the
this?
The movie came out today in 2010, if you listened about a minute and a half ago.
Right.
I actually mentioned the band.
Hello, this is Bill from Monco. the correct answer is The Runaways. The movie The Runaways.
Bill, you won 2 days in a row.
Okay. The Runaways. I like that movie.
Jimmy Kelly, tomorrow, Home Alone, Jaws, Rocky 2, something that people can
I would have picked The Who, Tommy.
But, especially when they perform in their underwear. Yeah. I really like that.
Apparently Anthony Dorenzo's back picking movies again.
Clearly.
I'm watching it right now.
That Bill has such nice blonde hair.
Yeah.
Thank you.
There you go.
It's sister golden hair.
Can I get the Yarkoff Premier Off tickets?
Maybe it's because our tickets suck. Like,
it's a terrible prize.
All right. Yakko.
Easier movies.
Let's go get Yakko.
That's not a hard movie. Somebody on the YouTube chat got it. Baxter.
Oh.
This is Baxter.
Well, call in. Can we have Megaphone Greg on Friday? Like That'd be so much fun.
We got Baxter and...
Bingo hand job.
There you go.
Oh, my God.
The new morning show.
Can you give us a bingo hand job reference with the microphone?
Nope. I refuse to.
All right. We have to make way for Dawn.
All right. Dawn is coming up next. Everybody have a great rest of your Wednesday.
A more serious show.
And we will have Sean Farish tomorrow with
to
a little...
Hole for
sure.
That
at 7:45. Take care. Bye-bye.
Start your day with Kale and Company, weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.